Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey.
Ellie my head, so me had to come back again with the new style. Le 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 le.
Hey.
Titi yawo mi, yawo mi, yawo mi. Every time I see you, I dey fall in love. Titi yawo mi, yawo mi. Yawo mi. Every time I see you, I dey fall in love. He do me, do me, do me, do me. Eh, eh. Like say I don't dey go low. He do me, do me, do me, do me. Eh, eh. Like say I don't dey go low. Element, they give you the reason. Your love, they give me the season. This time, na so so wahala. Baby girl, they give me the fever. Baby girl, can I have your number so that we can see the club together? Make I feel you. Make you feel me. Wine, wine, dance, dance. At the club, right, right. Baby girl, can I have your number? No man show got cap. Me see ya wo me, ya wo me, ya wo me. Every time I see you, I de fall in love. You see ya wo me, ya wo me, ya wo me. Every time I see you, I de fall in love. He do me, do me, do me, do me. Eh, eh. Like say I don't de go low. He do me, do me, do me, do me. Eh, eh. Like say I don't de go low. Ma jayori mi, ma jayori mi. I'm a show up by day. Got your sad look. Yawo mi, yawo mi, yawo mi. Every time I see you, I de fall in love. You see, yawo mi, yawo mi, yawo mi. Every time I see you, I de fall in love. He do me, do me, do me, do me. Eh, eh. Like say I don't de go low. He do me, do me, do me, do me. Eh, eh. Like say I don't. Mama, na one by one we dey go. Mama, na me and you na today. Mama, jaja yo la baka de jaja yo mama de ma de ba de le. Eli ma don't come again now. Eli ma don't come again now. Hey, now we see na de fine baba don't do it for me. Yawo mi, yawo mi, yawo mi. Every time I see you, I de fall in love. You see, yawo mi, yawo mi, yawo mi. Every time I see you, I de fall in love. He do me, do me, do me, do me. Eh, eh. Like say I don't de go low. He do me, do me, do me, do me. Eh, eh. Like say I don't de go low.
that place from where I begin and that place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavor, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine, all-blessed reality. And so it is. And so it is. Ashe. Today is Sunday, May 4th, 2014, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from this working temple of House of the Divine Prince, Voodoo Central, in the legendary, historic, beautiful, and enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist Voodoo Obeah life path and journey, passing down the great Obeah stick along with the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, ritual, and minerals. I am, as always, humbled and honored by your continued listenership and support here for the Power Lunch, Hoodoo, New Orleans Voodoo Secrets and Recipes at noon, U.S. Central Standard Time, here on Blog Talk Radio. My live listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. When you are ready with your question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will be more than happy to assist you. Keep in mind that my website, where I can be reached, utilizing various means virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of well-tried wisdom, power, and effectiveness at www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where we specialize in results. There you can access other means of contact for me, whether that be through the Keen system, KEEN.com/divine+prince. I'm also through Kasamba. A lot of persons change their name back to Kasamba. So at some point, that live person link will no longer work, and you will need to use the old Kasamba link at www.kasam, as in Mary, B as in boy, A.com/divine-prince. And I've been using my cam page much more frequently here lately. I don't have it on right now while I'm broadcasting the show. But you can view me and have your reading and work done at mycampage.com/the divine prince. It is indeed about doing the work on every level, personal, communal, family, government, society. It is about doing the work. And indeed, I've done more than enough shows about doing the work, about committing to the work, about being serious about the work, about being dedicated about the work. But today I want to talk more about humbling ourselves to wisdom and experience and increasing in knowledge. Now, many people, and I'm humble, I'm grateful for the accolade. Many people consider me to be wise. Many people consider me to be knowledgeable through a diversity of Pan-African religion systems and traditions. And I'm humble for that, and I've worked hard for that. But I think it's important that we clarify that process of learning, the process of instruction, does not end. There's no end point. Here in the West, we have a very limited view of instruction. You know, we want to do it in a weekend. We want to do it in a week. We want to do it over a summer. We want to do it in 4 years and get a sheepskin and then claim to be forever. never qualified, when in actuality, wisdom, edification, knowledge, training does not end. Doesn't end for me, it doesn't end for the next person. And I humble myself daily by way of communication, by way of email, by way of study to those who understand, those who live and practice these traditions on a daily basis. Just today, I've already been in contact with Haiti. I've already been in contact with Wida. I've already been in contact with Sopo. And this is a normal, everyday part of my journey and my schedule. It's one of the reasons why I'm not often available for free chat, if you will. I take that time of humbling myself to knowledge very seriously. For without that, we lose our connection to true power, to true authenticity. Every now and then, the bottle has to be shook up. Every now and then, the content must be stirred, must be reactivated. It is not something that we gain, pick up, and then forever we are solidified in awareness. Awareness is an exercise. Awareness is a journey. Awareness is a busy activity. And as we do the work, we are forever in a process of learning and relearning and gaining even deeper levels of knowledge and awareness. I want to take just a moment again to say thank you, Jose, and give gratitude to Wida and particularly Ade Kumle Akambio Goon for all of his continued support, respect. He's never made me feel less than because I haven't been in Nigeria or I'm not fully equipped on all the terminology, but I humble myself to the process of learning, of continued striving for not perfection. We have a very artificial sense of what perfection is in the West. Perfection is not a destination, if you will. It's not a it's a goal that we should strive for, but it is not a physical destination. It's not a one-stop place. It is a process of continually submerging ourselves in the knowledge of belief, in the knowledge of the sciences that we practice on a daily basis. So I give thanks to being humble to knowledge, being humble before wisdom, and to the process of learning. My gifts have no end as long as I am open to the continued process and continual process of learning. All practitioners learn from each other. Even if you come from the same house, the same family, the same tradition, or even cross traditions, we all learn from each other. And it helps to keep the ashe fresh and moving and expanding to perform even greater feats of healing and magic and prosperity. So indeed, we give thanks. And I, for one, give thanks. Today is a day that we humble ourselves to ancestors, to Ego, to Galede, to Masquerade, if you will. And today I'm going to just take a peaceful day and stay within. I have some things that I need to clean up here in the temple, in the house. But while doing so, I will be, as always, on schedule, feeding the ancestors and going before the ancestors. This is a part of my personal journey and routine, but it is also a part of my vocation in terms of teaching and in terms of ministry. So we humble ourselves today before a goon, an ancestor. Now, on the Ifa calendar, today is Ifa Ose, Eshu, Osun, Aje, Yemaya, Olukun. Yesterday would have been the official Egun Gun Day. But I want to keep our minds and our awareness open that New Orleans is a crossroads. We honor Ifa in New Orleans. We also honor Akan in New Orleans. We honor Sangoma in New Orleans. We honor Fon and Iwe and Voodoo in New Orleans. And we honor the indigenous medicine men and healers that were present here as we arrived, as we intermixed and merged to create this beautiful tapestry of culture that is New Orleans, Louisiana. So here now in my fifth year on Blog Talk Radio, I'm sure I don't have to re-explain the fluidity of culture, of spirit, of teaching, of practice by which we operate in here. And I could very easily one day be speaking with, I could very easily one minute be speaking Ifa and the next speaking Voodoo. And let's keep in mind the very specific path and tradition that is New Orleans Voodoo. We give honor to all paths. We give honor to all houses. Give honor to spirits. But we don't forget who we are. We don't forget who we are here in this place, in this time, in this space. And we are New Orleans Voodoo. Queen Kalinda posts some very powerful dialogue and pictures and resources yesterday about the Louisiana Creole. Still a very understudied, very little known ethnicity among African ethnicities in the Americas. And we have a direct link with not only Native American, the indigenous family, if you will, but also Gullah Geechee and many other Spanish, French, Afrocentric ethnicities here in Louisiana and uniquely Louisiana. So Creole became, again, a sensitive spot yesterday for some people in the conversation. And we learned that people are still undereducated about us, about who we are, about what New Orleans is. And it's unique to other regions of the South, even closely related relatives like Mississippi, you know, Mobile, all those Gulf Coast areas, as well as the Delta areas. But New Orleans has been, still remains to be a very international port city where all manner of cultural influence has become a part of the tapestry that is New Orleans, and that has always been and continues to be reflected in Voodoo. We are making a more concerted effort. House of the Divine Prince, House of Lady Laveau, Voodoo Queen Kalinda Laveau, to not only spend more time in teaching, education, and promotion of our history, but also doing so outwardly, if you will, among the diaspora, bringing in the Voodoo family internationally, worldwide, Voodoo worldwide. That should be our catchphrase, Voodoo worldwide. And it has been very successful in terms of the communication we are bridging, in terms of the openness of the Voodoo culture worldwide to share, to connect specifically with New Orleans and make that more of a priority. We've done shows in the past, Baba Obafemio and I, Baba Ifasakin, about the accessibility. We've talked about Ifa, but the accessibility of all these various Pan-African traditions to African-Americans themselves. Quite often when we look out into the diaspora and view and share and take in the documentation by way of picture and video, they are people of color other than African-Americans. We are still relatively young freshmen in terms of our expansion into our connectedness to our roots in the motherland. And many are, you know, going by way of closer connections, Cuba, Haiti, Puerto Rico, Brazil, and many others, Honduras, and many of those people are present here in the population of New Orleans. So it again, keeps the energy, yashe, fresh and stirring. But while we do so, while we enjoy the luxury of technology and having access to, we need to remember New Orleans Voodoo. So we will be celebrating New Orleans Voodoo in a very energized way. We have revived Voodoo in Congo Square. Now, mind you, we will not be present today because of Jazz Fest. We were out last weekend, the first weekend of Jazz Fest, and give thanks. There were participants and there were people out. But we anticipate this weekend to be even much slower on this side of town because Jazz Fest will be going on, and many will be making their way towards Mid-City and the 7th Ward. Even King and Queen, Sulin and Daye, I believe, are having special gatherings over there. So we won't be in Congo Square today, Sunday, May 4th, but we will be there every Sunday thereafter. From Mother's Day, I believe that's next Sunday, May 11th, onward, we will be bringing Voodoo Congo Square at 2 o'clock. So we invite you to come out, be a part, participate, share your offerings, share your gifts with the altar and with the ancestors and with us. And we invite you to be a part of this very sacred gathering in Congo Square on Sunday at 2 o'clock. I will be forward with more Hoodoo New Orleans Voodoo secrets and recipes momentarily. All is truly and indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Oko kan le mi waye, oko kan le mi oro, oko kan le mi waye, oko kan le mi oro. Boborisha oloko mi aye, oko kan le mi aye, oko kan le mi waye, oko kan le mi oro. Oko kale mi waye, oko kale mi oru. Poborisha onoku mi aye, oko kale mi waye, oko kale mi waye, oko kale mi oru. Oko kale mi waye, oko kale mi oru. Boborisha onoku mi aye. Oko kale mi waye, oko kale mi waye, oko kale mi oro, oko kale mi waye, oko kale mi oro. Boborisha oloku mi aye, oko kale mi waye, oko kale mi waye, oko kale mi oro. Oko kale mi waye, oko kale mi oro. Boborisha oloku mi aye, oko kale mi waye, oko kale mi waye, o oko kale mi oro, oko kale mi waye, oko kale mi oro. Boborisha olo kumi aye, oko kale mi waye, oko kale mi waye, oko kale mi oro. Oko kale mi waye, oko kale mi oro. Boborisha olo kumi aye, oko kale mi waye, oko kale mi waye, oko kale mi oro. Oko kale mi waye, oko kale mi oro. Boborisha olo kumi aye. Oko kale mi waye, oko kale mi waye, oko kale mi oro, oko kale mi waye, oko kale mi oro. Oborisha olo kumi aye, oko kale mi waye, oko kale mi waye, oko kale mi oro. Oko kale mi waye, oko kale mi oro. Oborisha olo kumi aye, oko kale mi waye, oko kale mi waye, oko kale mi oro. Oko kale mi waye, oko kale mi oro. Oborisha olo kumi aye.
Oni tutu ona tutu koshiku, we offer cool water. We offer libation. Koshiku patibu, we offer our ancestors. We offer rum. We offer incense. We offer food offerings, produce offerings. We offer gifts. We offer love, energy, and ashe continually to our ancestors. With every act, with every breath, with every offering of devotion. But also, we offer consciously, intently, ceremonially, ritually, by providing these things, by refreshing these things with our ancestors and with the earth in a timely, ritual way. For up here, we do so daily, but we also do so weekly. And this is a part of our visitation with the ancestors to not only feed our ancestral space, our ancestral shrine here in the temple, but we feed our ancestral space, our ancestral shrine in Congo Square, and we feed our ancestral space, our ancestral shrine, if you will, at the cemetery. A common practice among all Pan-African traditions. Each tradition does things slightly a different way. Lokomi has their order, Nago Ifa has their order, Voodoo has their order, and of course New Orleans Voodoo, we have our order. A very distinct New Orleans characteristic is the 3X Veve mark that you will often see on the tomb of Marie Laveau. That is distinctly, specifically New Orleanian. So you will often see me in Queen Kalinda use that even in our communications as a reminder, as a blessing, as a prayer, as a gift of remembrance of who we are as a New Orleans Udonsi. West African voodoo, Haitian voodoo, New Orleans voodoo, Nigeria, Ghana, Togo, Benin, it's all voodoo. But there are family, cultural, community, location differences by way of practice. And I'm not talking about individual practice, how individuals do things, but how communities do things. So we're going to reshift and reshape our focus, if you will. Now, moving forward to better understanding, better teaching, better instruction as to who we are, but also in sharing the greater worldwide, Voodoo worldwide community. We are open and always have been to sharing and teaching and instruction, particularly this show. You don't get a lot of combat on this show because I spend more time in teaching. Because ultimately, you can talk the talk, but if you can't walk the walk, it's pointless. And the evidence of that shows up in our demonstration. Shows up in some of the stuff y'all are posting every day. Many of you are so sensitive and you have a breakdown and you can't help but post it. And it really shows who you are, where you are, the strength of your practice. You rarely see those kind of displays from me. And even when you do, I'm very about my demonstration because ultimately I represent something beyond myself, something greater than myself. And that is New Orleans Voodoo. So we give thanks, Ayi Bobo, to not only the divine creator, but to the ancestors, to the ego, to the Galete, Gede, all the various Poro, all the various mystery societies and systems of masquerade, if you will, that show honor and reverence to our ancestral spirits, the ancestral hierarchy. We don't just mean the dead, if you will, and there's a place for that honor, but we mean our elevated ancestors, those of great knowledge, great wisdom, great healing, who achieved great levels of spiritual growth and mastery in this life. And now, with the freedom of, and now with the freedom of being free, and now with the freedom of being free and released from the confines of the physical body, are able to now manifest greater work, greater power, greater Ashe from the spirit realm, as well as from the interdimensional realm. I talk about that and have done complete shows about that, but we don't talk about that enough as a community. There's sort of a black and white polarity, our world and then the spirit world. And yes, there is the spirit realm, but there is also the various levels of interdimensionalism that make up the reality of our own existence, our own scientific existence, if you will. So having access to being able to navigate powers, space, dimensional space, spiritual space is crucial. Having access to your necessary skills, your necessary protections, your necessary powers, when you most need them. We should not be limited by physicality, but many of us are. Financial and transportation, various forms of physical limitation present themselves as the illusionary barriers to our spiritual powers, to our spiritual exercise, to our spiritual demonstrations. It's critical that we learn to navigate that, to beyond that, to grow in that understanding, in that awareness. I will be forward with more hoodoo, New Orleans hoodoo secrets and recipes momentarily. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Naumba wauri, naumba wauri, awa usun, awa oma, leri oma, leri ao, bogo egunga we. Naumba wauri, naumba wauri, awa usun, awa oma, leri oma. Awa oma, leri oma, leri ao, bogo egunga we. Lahumba wahori, lahumba wahori, awa osun, awa oma, leri oma. Awa oma, leri oma, leri ao, bogo egunga we. Lahumba wahori, lahumba wahori, awa osun, awa oma, leri oma. Awa oma, leri oma, leri ao, bogo egunga we. Lahumba wahori, lahumba wahori, awa osun, awa oma, leri oma. Awa oma, leri oma, leri ao, bogo egunga we. Lahumba wahori, lahumba wahori, awa osun, awa oma, leri oma. Awa oma, leri oma, leri ao, bogo egunga we. Lahumba wahori, lahumba wahori, awa osun, awa oma, leri oma.
Ashe, you know, it is said that in our youth, in our naivete, in our ignorance, in our folly, we are protected, we are covered by our ancestors, our Egun and our Egungun. And indeed, I believe that. I have seen that manifest in reality more than once with several people to understand it to be a divine truth, a divine law, if you will. So make supplication where you are. Make offering where you are. Give praise, give thanks where you are and in your language and in your understanding. Humble yourself to spirit. But then while doing so, continue to learn, continue to gain knowledge, continue to broaden your expression continually. We are being marked for both, if you will. An old comedic belief system is that Tahuti records our every activity. Spirit records our every activity. The Akashic Records holds our documents of our common everyday moment-to-moment life activities. So Spirit knows where we are at any given phase in our journey, our sincerity, our authenticity, our commitment to the process. So give what you have, share what you have, speak what you have, present what you have to your ancestors. Make ancestral honor a household word. Make ancestral honor something that your children grew up seeing, grew up knowing, grew up understanding on your journey to greater levels of knowledge, on your journey to initiation, on your journey to becoming a part of these traditions. I just did something that I've been saying I was going to do for years and for whatever reason have put off, or I don't know, certain things you don't think about when you have the resources to do them or the time and space to do them. But yesterday I purchased the Ancestry.com DNA test. For the first time, and I believe the first person in my immediate family to do so. If any of my brothers and sisters have done so, I don't know of it yet. It's not showing up in my ancestry account that anyone close has done so. Now, I do know I have some cousins on both my mother and father's side of the family who have done so. So once my results are in, which I believe takes about 6 to 8 weeks, they'll be compared against their results, but they will also be compared against the global archive, if you will, of people who already participated in Ancestry.com. So it can even locate family connection relatives that you weren't even aware that you had. And many of us, particularly here in Louisiana, are multiracial. So I'm expecting to find anything in my background from African to Native American to even European to some degree. I'm excited. I'm curious about that process. And I will, of course, share that journey. Now, that journey will, of course, be integrated into my spirit path. So as that information comes in, it will solidify what I'm doing and, of course, what I have planned to do and the things that lie ahead for me in the future. There are certain ceremonies, certain initiations that I have put off until I got more concrete DNA markers, and then I will proceed in that vein. So I'm excited about that, and I enjoy sharing that with you along the way. And I know there are others within my Facebook family and my relative family who have talked about doing it. So we're going to do it. I'm going to already get the ball rolling, and everyone else can just go ahead and get their work done. And then we can have some comparison. The more comparison you have, the more specific they can tell you about who you are. Not every member of your family, you and your brothers and sisters, don't all carry the same gene. Let's say you have three or four races in your family. both you and your brothers and sisters will not carry markers for all of those ethnicities. You all carry certain area to a certain degree, and it may not always be across the board, if you will. We have Native American in our family. We know we have Native American in our family. According to the video instruction on the Ancestry.com site, that may or may not show up because other much more rooted ethnic markers may be more prevalent and may mask that history in your DNA reading. Excuse me. It may also show up more in one brother or sister than the other. And keep in mind, your parents are then bringing in two separate branches of their own from their parents' genetic markers. So it's a very convoluted mathematical scientific process, and I'm enjoying even the learning, even being a part of the process. And I will, of course, keep you all posted and filled in as things progress with that and as we gain insight. But I suppose we won't be hearing a whole lot of anything until at least 6 to 8 weeks after the original testing is done. I will be forward momentarily with more New Orleans hoodoo and voodoo secrets and recipes here on the Power Lunch. All is truly and indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Congo Square. The Omus Indians prepared this place for us centuries before our arrival. A sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. The Omus Indians prepared this place for us. Centuries before our arrival. Congo Square, a sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. And as the colonizers came, our host, the Omus Indians, they pushed aside our host. The colonizers came and pushed aside our host and introduced us in chains. And by the late 1700s, we somehow, recognizing the sacredness of Les Places de Congo, we somehow, and the how of our somehow persuasive methodologies is not clear at this moment. The how is not clear. How our persuasive methodologies worked is not clear at this moment, but nevertheless, even as slaves, we crafted and created a space where we could be free to be we. And thusly we countered the sacrilegiousness of the French, giving great homage to our ancestors as well as giving praise and thanks to our red-blooded brothers and sisters. This is an oral libation toast to Congo Square, to Native Americans, to our ancestors who made a circle out of a square and gave us a way to stay ourselves, save ourselves from the transformatory ugliness of America, which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life. Which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life and celebrates death with crosses and crosses, double and triple crosses, the middle passage, the first cross, Christianity, the double cross, and capitalism, the ultimate triple coup de grace cross of our captivity. But the terror of crosses notwithstanding, we sang. We beat, we be, we was and is. Hail Congo Square, Congo, Congo Square. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us. Inside the beat of us, our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us until we are ready to release them into a world that we recreate. A world heralded by the beat, beating of black heart drums. Heart beat, heart beat, heart beat at this place beat, heart beat, beat, we beating place in new world space, beating being in place in new world, preserving our ancient pace. Our dance is the God walk, our music the God talk. First thing we do, let's get together, circle ourselves into community. No beginning, no end, connected together and singing, ringing, singing in a ring. Second, let's be original, aboriginal. Be what we were before we became what we are. Be Bambula dance, be Banza music, and sing song words which have no English translation. Third, let us remember. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. The bounce, the blood flow, the feel, the spirit grow, energy. Must retain and pass on the essential usness that others want to dissipate with out of us.
Whoa!
But no matter. No matter how much of us they prohibit. No matter how much of us they prohibit. Deep inside us is us. Deep inside us is us. Remains us inside and needs only the beat to set us free. The beat to free us. It is morning, a sun day, a field without shade, but dark, dark with the people black of us in various shades, eclipsing the sun with our elegance. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. Beat Congo Square. Be Congo Square. Beat. Be. Beat. Be. Beat.
So.
Congo Square. Be. Congo Square.
Protect us from our enemies, monsters, giants, and prophecies. on praises for sure. You can open giant doors. Where life abides forevermore. Shall be the shield on my right hand. Marcus watch over me. Protect us from our enemies. And all the skies and far seas. Shall be the shield on my right hand.